Nelson Insurance Agency, smack dab in the middle of downtown Cannon Falls, brings you a Cannon Falls Coaches Show. I get to talk some baseball.
Yeah.
Get to talk some baseball with Bucky Lindo, the head Bomber baseball coach. How are you guys looking, coach? Just getting underway.
Yeah, just getting underway. You know, things look good. We graduated some nice seniors last year, but we're filling in some spots, and we've got a nice group of 7 seniors and about 11 juniors and some sophomores that are going to contribute. So numbers look good. Our pitching depth looks really good. So now if I can help them be great hitters and defenders and so on, we're going to have a great season.
Well, you guys pretty much just reload over there in Cannon. You've built quite a program.
We have a nice group back from last year. We returned a couple of middle infielders and a corner infielder and an outfielder and a guy behind the plate that had some experience last year. So we like having some guys back, but then we're going to count on some new guys to step in and fill some spots.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Bucky. I see that you're a finalist for the National High School Coach of the Year.
Thank you, Gordy. It's quite a humbling even statement, and I'm just honored that the state of Minnesota name would be associated and Cannon Falls would be associated, because I've been so blessed in this community. And my wife's incredible. My family's incredible. My boys are just super. If anybody's going to coach for any extended period of time, it takes an incredible family and community. So I'm just grateful.
Yeah, there's what 16 finalists in Minnesota, is that right?
Well, what they have is they have 8 finalists in each sport from the United States, and the 16 that you're referring to are different coaches from Minnesota that are representing their sport. So like Barry Wohler, for example,
right,
in basketball, and Pat Bowlen, for example, in softball. So there's a number of them from Minnesota, and I'm just honored to be even included on the list.
It's incredible. I didn't even know it existed. Did you know that this existed?
Not until about a year ago. I found out through the State Coaches Association. So it's a pretty neat program they have going.
Yeah, most definitely. We'll visit more with Bucky, and I promise we'll talk about this year's baseball team right after this timeout.
In business, time is money. Grinnell Mutual and Vesa Spring Guard Mutual Business Insurance is designed to get you back in business as soon as possible after a loss. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company and Vesa Spring Guard Mutual offers many specialized coverage sure to fit your unique insurance needs. Call to review your coverages and get a competitive quote. Call Mark Schulquist or Tanner Carlson at the Nelson Insurance Agency today in Cannon Falls. 507-263-3812.
Again, a big thank you to Nelson Insurance for bringing you our Cannon Falls Coaches Show. Bucky Lindo is the head baseball coach. And Bucky, going into the season, looking at the Hiawatha Valley League, is it the traditional favorites?
Well, let's see. You know, Pine Island state champions,
yep,
in Class 2A last year, and they lost 2 real key guys, but they got everybody else back. And Stuartville was in state for Class 3A last year, and, you know, that experience is really good. Goodhue was loaded with great athletes, as you know, from their football and basketball seasons this year. Lake City is up and coming. Zumbrota Mazeppa probably has the premier pitcher in the league with Ohm. Byron is always good. They have great numbers. Yeah, it's just Rochester Lure, you know, their tradition. It's just loaded. The Hiawatha Valley League is just loaded. It's going to be great competition every day, and it'll get, whoever comes out of this area for postseason is going to be tested, because the HVL is a great test.
That's who you want to play, right? You want good competition.
Exactly. And we actually moved to Section 2 this year, so we'll play our HVL games, and then we'll play more teams from the West this season, and that'll help us prepare for Section 2 AA this year as we move back over that direction.
Yeah, you know what the saying is, go West, young man, go West.
That's right. That's okay.
That's what they say. So when does the season open?
We play Monday. We play Monday down at Pine Island, and then Tuesday, Triton is coming to Cannon Falls, and then Thursday, we go to Maple River. So we're going to get busy this week, so thankfully the weather's been nice to us, and the fields are ready, and we're looking forward to playing some ball.
Who's your opening day starter?
Ryan Yelman. So he's a very good pitcher, and he'll take a mound for us on Monday. We'll have him on a limited pitch count, because it's his first outing of the year, and then we feel like we have really good pitching depth. Abram Tennyson threw a lot of innings last year. Tyler Myers threw a lot of innings last year. And then we've got some up-and-coming juniors like Evan Miller and Rylan Berg, who are really, really good. We've got a couple seniors that I think are going to do a really good job in relief for us this year with Jacob Kiffmeyer and Brecken Baird. So we think pitching depth is definitely one of our strengths, and the kids have been working hard. Another junior that kind of fits in to the middle of our infield in our pitching rotation is Breck Roosted. And then Charlie Roosted will be our guy behind the plate. We've been preparing this for many years. He's a junior. He's going to do an awesome job back there for us.
Now, you've always had a great tradition in catchers. I know that.
Well, this guy's going to continue it. He works hard, does everything fundamentally sound. He's got a strong arm, and he's got a good head on him, which, as you know, is very important behind the plate.
All right, Bucky. I look forward to visiting with you on Saturdays. And again, congratulations on that great honor. I'm pulling for you.
Thank you, and thank you for all your coverage of high school sports and specifically baseball. We really appreciate having you there.
Yeah, not a problem. Have a good weekend, Bucky.
All right. Goodbye, Gordy.
You bet. That's Bucky Lindo. He's the head baseball coach of the Cannon Falls Bombers. Wow. It's going to be a great season to cover HVO baseball. They're opening with the defending state champions in Class 2A, the Pine Island Panthers. And we'll have a Pine Island baseball coaches show this spring. Pine Island Lumbers stepped up to the plate, use a baseball slogan. And so we're going to be visiting with Pine Island beginning April 4th, I believe, is our first Pine Island show. Thanks again to Nelson Insurance. Have a super weekend.